Hello, I'm Dave Thomas. I was born in Albuquerque, New Mexico in 1953. Currently, I live in Socorro, New Mexico, where I work at New Mexico Tech in the Earthquake Instrument Center. And I also teach a couple night classes in critical thinking, science, and pseudoscience. I've been a skeptic for a couple decades. Got started with the Skeptical Inquirer back in the 80s during the heyday of cold fusion. That's what piqued my interest as a physicist. And since then, I've really gotten interested in skepticism and analysis of claims. And I've done a lot of what you could call physics for the people. I wrote a computer program that does the Bible code, but it allows you to use any old book like the War and Peace or Harry Potter. And I was able to show that the Bible code doesn't work because Jehovah salted messages into the Pentateuch. The Bible code works because it's a data mining technique that works in any old book. So that was a fun project. I've done a lot of experiments to look at 9/11 truth conspiracies. I had a debate with Richard Gage in 2009 that really sort of sparked my interest in that whole controversy. So I've done lots of experiments with thermite and dropping things on other things to test the claims of the truth movement. And so far, my research has showed that planes and long burning fires were more than enough to bring those towers down. I also have a lifelong interest in fossils and paleontology and biology, and am interested in genetic algorithms, which are sort of a computer emulation of evolution that people use to solve problems. And my other claim to fame is that my physics professor, when I was a student at New Mexico Tech in the 70s, my physics professor, Charlie B. Moore, turned out to be the guy that caused the Roswell incident. So I have written some articles about his involvement in that. He passed away a couple years ago, unfortunately, but I'm still out here reminding people that it was Charlie Moore's mogul balloon experiment that caused that whole brouhaha. So I encourage you to be skeptical. Don't just believe everything that comes in your door, but check it out. You have every right to demand evidence for claims that people want you to believe.